Q94 Joe Mountain Rock, and your coaches shows continue as we head into Texas County and talk with the head coach of the Houston Tigers, Eric Sloan. Hey, Coach, how we doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic, man. 4-0 Houston Tigers. Got to love the sound of that.
Yeah, it feels very good. You know, the weather is crisp and clear outside. It just couldn't be any better right now.
Well, and, you know, last week you guys kind of just rolled right along. Take us through that.
Yeah, you know, we started quick, and I don't even remember. Scored every possession we had the ball in the first half. Started trickling some JV kids in the second quarter. Then they were able to score a couple times, and I think we're at 56-0 at half.
Mm-hmm.
Then the varsity kids had the rest of the night off. Again, got to play some young kids that may not play a whole lot, or specifically just Monday night kids. And, you know, when everybody plays, especially on homecoming, that's everybody's mommies and daddies are happy. And, I mean, that's a lot of fun to, mm-hmm. to see some young kids get in there and play under the Friday Night Lights.
Well, were there any young pups that was out there, young Tigers, that caught your attention?
You know, we played our backup quarterback, our JV guy, Kane Crawford. He's a sophomore. He came in the second quarter and ended up, he did some nice things, sprung loose, and I don't know, scored from, I don't even know how far out he was, 30 or 40 yards out. That just, he did some really good things, and you know, that's always good to see when your young kid, backup quarterback, can get in and play a lot of minutes on a Friday night. So, you know, I think that serves us well if we need him to step into a bigger role in the future.
Well, now things get it's going to get a little tougher now, the schedule. And it starts, of course, you're not playing tonight. You play Saturday. Kickoff, folks, is at 2 p.m. And you can catch that game right here on Q94, the Mountain of Rock. Curtis Blue will have that play-by-play coverage. The Thayer Bobcats, they kind of got off to a good start. I think they're 3-1 now. Their loss come by the hands of the Liberty Eagles. But what are you seeing out of them that you've really put some focus on?
Yeah, you know, I just think they're big and they're physical. You know, they don't do anything fancy. They line up and they get in the full house power tee, and they run some pro stuff, some split back stuff. But I mean, they want to get downhill and run you over and make you a line.
It's still the Veer
spot. It's assignment football.
Yeah.
And you know, they've got big kids and fast kids and kids that are capable of making decisions. So we better know where Zeb's at when he has the ball, and we better tackle him low, because if not, he's gonna run us over. So you know, that's a challenge. They have some speed, and then Zeb's, I don't even know what he weighs. I'd hate to. I'm going to guess 250, 260.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
But he runs like he means business. So definitely need to eliminate big plays. We struggled a little bit with them in the Jamboree. We did not get lined up correctly a couple times, and they went 40 to the house real quick. So that's going to be a major emphasis, to make sure that we align correctly and get 11 hats flying to the football.
Well, and not only is this a conference game, but it has far more implications, because this is a district opponent. And, you know, man, you want home football games come district time, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the next, well, with the exception of Mountain Grove remaining on our schedule, they're all district games, and everybody's kind of jockeying for position. So it's going to be huge in the district standings, and a lot of us conference teams are right there all bunched in the middle. So we're all trying to jockey each other, and, you know, it'll be important for those head-to-head matchups, because, you know, if we're on top of somebody in the district standings that last week, but they beat us. Mm-hmm. They're going to jump us. So, you know, it's always tricky to see kind of where everything stands at the end. But if you take care of what you control, and that's yourself, I mean, that's the best way to do it. And if you put yourself in a good position, you know, the formula will take care of itself in the end. That's definitely what we need to do. And like you said, the schedule only gets tougher from here. So we just got to make it 1 week at a time and, you know, hopefully put ourselves in a position to be we can make plays and win a ball game in the fourth quarter.
Right on. Well, we do appreciate you taking the time out. Again, the Houston Tigers right here on Q94 Saturday, kickoff at 2 p.m. Real quick, pretty healthy, knock on wood, coming into week five?
Yeah, I think so. We had Lane Seago. You know, he's a four-year starter for us at nose guard and running back. He did not play against Kabul.
Right.
And then we got Chris Swallow. He's 6'3", 240 pounds. He got hurt the week of Jamboree, and I thought he tore his quad, but luckily it was not. So he's not been available, and we just got him cleared. So, you know, I would guess his role is going to be pretty limited at the beginning. But, you know, as the season progresses, we expect him to take on a bigger role each and every week. So as of right now, I mean, we're healthy, so that's a good place to be, and hopefully that just continues.
Right on. Everybody, head coach of the Houston Tigers, Eric Sloan. Coach, thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you next week.
All right, thanks, sir.